Hello, my name is Vanessa Motes, and I'm an 11th grader at Oakland Catholic High School. And for my project, I chose, Does the Placebo Effect Influence Test Anxiety? I chose this project because I want to be a pediatrician, and I also suffer from test anxiety, so this topic interests me. Next slide. So what is test anxiety? Test anxiety is a type of performance anxiety which prevents people from doing their best due to intense worry, dread, and fear. While some anxiety can be beneficial for our brain, too much can impair brain functioning. When the emotional side of the brain gets activated, it directly affects the prefrontal cortex. Next slide. This is a picture of the parts of the brain. Anxiety is found in the temporal lobe of the brain, and it affects the frontal lobe of the brain. Next slide. Anxiety affects the prefrontal cortex, which is in the frontal lobe of the brain, and it is highlighted on this picture. Next slide. Anxiety found in the brain. It's found in the limbic system, and that is where the brain produces fear, anger, sorrow, and pleasure. This system can recognize life-threatening situations and induce the flight or fight response. And then there is a network of anxiety-producing places in the brain. Next slide. The amygdala is an almond-shaped mass of gray matter inside both cerebral hemispheres and is responsible for producing emotions. Next slide. The hippocampus is a small curved formation in the brain that has an important role in the limbic system and is involved in memory formation, learning, and emotion. Next slide. The hypothalamus is a small region of the brain that regulates many things like hormones and emotional responses. Next slide. So what happens in a stressed brain? So the brain becomes so overwhelmed with the effects of anxiety that it places an emphasis on fighting the danger it perceives, causing it to ignore focusing on tests and being able to recall information. Next slide. There are two hormones that trigger the flight or fight response, adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline is released from the adrenal gland. It increases heart rate, elevates blood pressure, and boosts energy, and works in short-term situations. And cortisol is the primary stress hormone. It increases sugars in the bloodstream and enhances the brain's use of glucose, and it works in long-term situations. Next slide. So what is a placebo? It's an inactive treatment that does not contain an active substance that can affect health. It's used during drug trials to test the effectiveness of the new drug, and placebos can also be an action undertaken, so no drug is involved, which is what I used in my experiment. And also, it tests if the treatment is more effective than no treatment at all. Next slide. So what is the placebo effect? So the placebo effect is a person's response, whether negative or positive, after receiving a placebo. Studies have shown that when people expect the placebo to work, it can produce effects. And because it's considered a psychological cure, the participants cannot know that they have been given the placebo. Next slide. So what is superhero pose? It's standing shoulder-width apart with chest lifted and hands on hips. It's been proven to boost confidence for people, and people who feel power have less stress hormones than when not feeling powerful. Next slide. How do positive affirmations work? They're used to overcome negative and self-sabotaging thoughts. They're used to lessen the effects of stress, and when affirmations are repeated and believed, people start to make positive change. And it's recommended to use for a long period of time to see full effects. Next slide. My problem is, does the placebo effect influence test anxiety when taking a general knowledge test? The placebos I used were the superhero pose and positive affirmations compared against a control test with no placebos. Next slide. My hypothesis is that it is hypothesized that when high school students take a 20-question general knowledge test, those given the test with the superhero pose will score higher than those students who are given the positive affirmation placebo, and both placebo groups will score higher than the control test. Next slide. My null hypothesis is that it is hypothesized when high school students take a 20-question general knowledge test that those given the superhero pose placebo will not score higher than those who are given positive affirmations placebo, and both placebo groups will not score higher than the control test. Next slide. My materials I used for this experiment were 25 girls and 25 boys, all in high school, participants' permission slips, Google form to make the test, a pretest survey, and one general knowledge test, so a superhero component, a positive affirmations component, and a regular test, and a post-test survey. I first gathered all the materials, and then I made a general knowledge test using 20 questions, 4 math, 4 science, 4 English, 4 history, 2 art, and 2 music on Google Forms. I asked participants from high school to participate in the experiment, and then I had all the participants complete a permission form that outlined the purpose of the experiment and their role in the experiment. Next slide. I randomized the participants into three groups, a control group, a superhero pose group, and positive affirmation group. And due to the pandemic, the pretest survey, the test itself, and the post-test was sent out using email and Google Forms. And in this form, it included clear instructions to maintain the integrity of the experiment by controlling all possible variables. Then I recorded the data and conducted an analysis of the results. I conducted an ANOVA to see if the results were accurate, a Dunn's test to see if the data was significant, and then I calculated a 95% confidence interval. Next slide. Here's my data table for my control. Next slide. Here's my graph for my control. Next slide. Here's my superhero data table. Next slide. Here's my graph for superhero pose. Next slide. Here's my positive affirmation table. Next slide. Here's my positive affirmation graph. Next slide. And then here are my average test scores. So the control test did the worst with 14 as the average. The superhero pose did the best with 14.6. And the positive affirmation was slightly better than the controlled with 14.1. Next slide. Here's a graph of the averages. Next slide. So an ANOVA compares variations within groups to variations between groups. If a p-value is less than the alpha, which is 0.05, it suggests that the null hypothesis can be rejected, and the Dunnett's test compares each experimental group to the control group individually, and each experimental group is then compared to the t-crit value. Next slide. So for both of my Dunnett's tests, for both superhero pose and positive affirmations, my data was significant. Next slide. Next slide. A confidence interval is a way to measure how well the sample tested represents the population studied, and the most commonly used value is 95%. So the range of values that have a 95% certainty for containing the true mean of the population. So X is the mean, Z is 1.96 for 95%, S is the standard deviation, and N is the sample size, and the formula is on the slide. Next slide. So here's my confidence interval. As you can see, the superhero pose did the best, and basically what this is saying is that if I were to test the entire world of the high school population with my test, that their data would land between the ranges listed. Next slide. So the hypothesis was partially supported. However, the null hypothesis was partially rejected. So although the superhero pose test did perform better than the control, the positive affirmation test did not do significantly better than the control. It was only 0.1 better than the control. And so during the ANOVA, the p-value did not support this conclusion. Next slide. So this is a question from my pretest survey. And I basically wanted to get a feel for how much test anxiety people had prior to taking this test. And 45.1% said that they often experience feeling anxious about tests. Next slide. Their research, after the experiment was conducted, past studies have shown that chemical evidence of a change when in superhero pose. So the cortisol levels in our body drops by 25%. So when your cortisol levels are high, they impair the hippocampus-dependent learning and memory. It also affects the frontal lobes, the prefrontal cortex, and the amygdala. Positive affirmations have been proven to work when used for longer periods of time. Thoughts become a reality for the brain, so stress hormones increase with anxiety but can decrease with positive affirmations. And saying these positive affirmations signals the brain to give its best to challenges. Next slide. Using placebos causes the brain to get out of a fight or flight trigger, and this allows the brain to be able to think clearer and articulate their thoughts well. And placebos help the brain do mind over matter mindset. Tricked into calming down, the chemical change does not happen, allowing the performance to be better. Next slide. So the goal of the post-test survey was to determine if there were common experiences among all participants. Most of the responses were unique, but leg shaking was the most commonly shared physical reaction during the test. Next slide. So this is a question from my post-test survey, and it basically was asking, at any point during the test, did you feel anxious? A lot of people said no, but there was a significant amount that said yes. Next slide. So some limitations that happened during this experiment was because it was performed during a pandemic, human participant error could have occurred. There were too few participants for each test, and I didn't really know the academic abilities of every participant, which could have affected the data. And so there was no consequence for performing badly on this test, meaning there was low stakes, and that could have skewed the results. Next slide. And so some further studies for the experiment would be to have participants take a control test and then a placebo test and compare their results, test other placebos that affect anxiety, test a different age group of participants, and test a larger number of participants. Next slide. This is my bibliography. Thank you.